Good afternoon. I want to thank each of you who have joined us today as we discuss the city's fiscal year 24's budget. During my State of the City address, I had an opportunity to highlight the accomplishments that we've done this past year. But today is an opportunity for us to look forward. As we prepare to move into fiscal year 24, I want to outline some of the key takeaways from our budget. As a reminder, the city's fiscal year begins each year on October 1st. On Saturday, we will be presenting this budget to the City Council, and it will introduce at our regular council meeting on July 17th. We will hold three public hearings on the proposed budget at both meetings in August and at the first council meeting in September. The city has several priorities for the upcoming fiscal year, new revenue resources, and exciting projects. And this budget will help us ensure that we are fiscally responsible while still maintaining the service our residents expect. It is also will help us ensure that we are making progress in areas that the residents identify as most important to them. The proposed fiscal year 24 budget shows a total expected revenue of around $501 million and a total operating expenditure of approximately $533 million. The general fund revenue are projected to be just above $120 million. I pointed this out last year, but I also would like to reiterate it again. At first glance, it appears that our expenditures exceed forecasted revenues. Again, annually, the city sets aside funds for capital projects. The city's capital projects take more than a year to accomplish, so the funds that are appropriated for the projects are not spent within the fiscal year that they are originally budgeted. This is a reason why that in most fiscal years, our overall expenditures appear to exceed our forecasted revenues. As Columbia continues to grow, so does our sales tax, thankfully. This is critical in providing the funding necessary to provide general services such as public safety and road maintenance. This fiscal year, the city has collected more than $40 million in revenue from sales tax, with more than $20 million coming from general fund. The challenge in the future will be making sure that our revenues keep pace with our expenditures. Revenues are growing around 2 to 3%, while our expenditures are growing around 7 to 8%. Columbia voters have also prioritized funding sources that reflect consumer behavior. Today, online sales represent 13% of total retail sales. As more people are shopping online, municipalities have introduced use taxes. These taxes ensure that purchases from online vendors located outside the state are subject to the same local tax rates as purchases made within our local community. In April of last year, Columbia voters implemented a 2% local use tax. October will mark the first full year that we've collected this revenue. We are projected to collect $5.6 million in fiscal year 23, and that we expect that number to continue to grow into fiscal year 24. To date, we've already seen more than $4.3 million in use tax revenue. In April of this year, our voters approved a 3% recreational marijuana sales tax. Beginning in October, the city will collect 3% of all sales of recreational marijuana within the city limits. Columbia is now one of more than 100 cities in Missouri with a tax of this kind. We have budgeted to bring in around $1 million from this tax in fiscal year 24. So before I begin to outline some of our new initiatives for fiscal year 24 or changes to departments, I want to talk about one of our biggest expenses that has been included in this proposed budget. For several years, the city leadership has focused on providing competitive pay and benefits for our employees. In 2022, the City Council approved adjustments totaling 7% for permanent unrepresented employees. Last month, the Council approved an additional mid-year adjustment of 4%. In August, the City Council will review a long-awaited classification and compensation study that compares our pay ranges to market competitors. If approved by the City Council, this plan will implement pay ranges above the market and will be a $10 million commitment to our employees. Of that $10 million budgeted, $5 million will come from the general fund. Revenues from the use tax and marijuana sales tax will help ease the burden of additional expenses incurred as a result of some changes that we're proposing in this budget. While pay is not the sole factor that will lead to us becoming a more competitive employer, I understand that it is critical for staff morale and satisfaction. I am so excited to bring this study forward to the City Council, and I'm confident that the results will put us in a better position as an employer and will ensure that our employees are being properly compensated. The city also prides itself on having high benefits. Next year, our employee health insurance will increase by 11%. In order to reduce some of the burdens on our employees, the city will cover that cost completely within the city. This is another way that we want to just say thank you to our staff. Now, shifting now to our residents and what they can look forward as we look at our budget allocations, citizens will notice some changes. During my State of the City address, I spoke about housing in Columbia and the need for more affordable housing options. In fiscal year 24, the city will have a new department that will focus solely on addressing housing in Columbia. The new Housing and Neighborhood Services Department will be created from our current Neighborhood Services and Housing Programs Division under Community Development, and will focus on looking at processes to help develop affordable housing and better housing services for our residents. The city will also have a new division under Columbia Boone County Health and Human Services. The Planning and Promotional Division will combine public health planning, epidemiology, emergency response planning, health promotion services. This consolidation will streamline programs and services to better help and serve our residents. Our health department has an integral role in addressing things as healthcare disparity and homelessness. Due to its scope of work, it is time for the department to grow. The health department has added 16 full-time positions in fiscal year 24. In order to accommodate the growth of the department that the department has seen over several years, the department will be going through a process for a building remodel. The cost of the remodel will be largely offset by grant funds. The department also has various grant funds that will roll into next fiscal year, including more than $306,000 for increased adult immunization, more than $946,000 to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, $128,000 for Brighter Beginnings, and more than $516,000 for workforce development. The city is increasing its budget for social services in fiscal year 24. We have budgeted more than $1.7 million for contractual services. That includes $532,000 for an overnight warming shelter and year-round services provided by Room at the Inn. It also includes more than $225,000 for Turning Point to provide drop-in services for those experiencing homelessness. In fiscal year 24, we have budgeted $600,000 for utility assistance. This comes after we saw an increased need for within this current fiscal year, where we had originally budgeted $300,000, then needed to appropriate an additional $300,000 mid-year. And additional utilities will begin budgeting for bilegal electronic bills to be available for those customers who request it. This will remove barriers and improve communications and engagement with community members, and as outlined in our strategic plan. The water utility has increased its operating budget in fiscal year 24 by $1.1 million due to the drastic price increase for treating water. The water utility will also be adding 3 water distribution technicians. These positions will assist with responding to customer requests, installing and replacing water meters, and investigating and locating water leaks. 2 of those positions were previously eliminated during budget cuts in fiscal year 21. 3 utility locator positions will also be added. They will help respond to customers and contractor requests determining location for water mains in order to prevent customers and contractors from inadvertently damaging water mains during excavation activities. In June, the City Council approved an electric rate increase that took effect July 1st. This rate increase is estimated to generate an additional $8.3 million in revenue and will be the first rate increase since 2018. The increase was necessary to address increased operations and maintenance expenses, maintain cash reserves, and ensure adequate debt coverage for the entire water and electric fund. In January, the electric utility will implement a new residential community solar program. This program will provide customers an opportunity to access solar energy production using city resources regardless of their ability to install solar on their property. A portion of the community solar program will be reserved to ensure that income-eligible utility customers are able to access these resources. Additional information for the upcoming program will be provided to the City Council later this fall. In fiscal year 24, The electric utility will be funding a portion of the cost to install solar panels on the community Columbia Housing Authority Resource Center. Providing solar at the center will reduce the cost to the Housing Authority, which will in turn provide for additional funding for more affordable housing. In addition, the utility will include funding for a direct install smart thermostat program for income qualifying households. It is estimated that the city could provide this service to approximately 166 income eligible customers annually. In March, the City Council approved revisions to Chapter 22 of the City Code to allow current residential curbside refuse collection operations to be converted to automated collection system, which will include road carts. In June of 2023, the City Council approved a lease purchase agreement to provide 13 automatic side load refuse trucks and will be used for curbside automatic refuse collection. Staff has begun working with a professional marketing firm to market and outreach this program to educate and inform customers about the upcoming transition to automatic collections. In addition, staff has selected a vendor that will provide roll carts for this collection. This transition is scheduled to begin in March of 2024, and we are on schedule for that. In February, the city was notified by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources that the Stormwater Utility will receive more than $3.5 million in ARPA reimbursement funds for three projects. As we continue to focus on maintaining our existing infrastructure, more than $796,000 of Missouri Department of Natural Resources ARPA funds will go toward rehabilitating failing metal storm pipes throughout the city. More than $600,000 of the reimbursement funds will go to improvements on Nebraska Avenue to reduce street flooding, and more than $2.2 million of ARPA reimbursement funds will go towards major stormwater project on Vandiver, Sylvan, and Culvert Drive areas. The proposed detention basin will reduce flooding in the area and provide water quality benefits to Hinkson Creek. The sewer utility is planning to spend more than $7 million to perform rehabilitation work on the major sewer trunk line at Bear Creek Watershed. This will reduce occurrence of inflow and infiltration into the sewer system. Fiscal year 24, we will continue to do sewer work to improve water quality in our community by replacing failing private common collectors with public sewer system that is regularly maintained. Residents will also notice progress in our streets and sidewalks, similar to the work that was recently completed on Walnut between College and Old Highway 63. Public Works will begin a project to improve pavements, sidewalks, curbs, and more on Garth Avenue. Staff has currently revised conceptual plans, and construction on this project is expected to begin the summer of 2025. Public Works has already had several interested parties meetings and a walkthrough on a project to improve Ash Street. This project will include pedestrian and bicycle improvements between Providence and Clinkscale. The design and preliminary plans is underway, and construction is scheduled to begin the summer of 2025 on this project as well. One major project that Public Works has been working on and paid for as part of the capital improvement sales tax extension ballot initiative of August of 2015 is improvements to Forum Boulevard. Improvements will include widening Forum with an additional driving lane in each direction, the reconstruction of the bridge over Hinkson Creek, and construction of sidewalks and bike lanes. Staff will be working on a robust public engagement process. With that feedback, construction is expected to begin the summer of 2026. Shifting now to public safety. The Columbia Fire Department is looking forward to an exciting year of growth. The city has recently acquired land on El Chaparral Avenue for the fire station number 10 on the east side of town. This location will allow the department to maintain low response times in a quickly growing area of our community. Included in this budget is 12 new positions in the department that will be housed at fire station number 10. In fiscal year 24, we will also be opening fire station number 11. This new station housed on Scott Boulevard is being funded by the 2015 quarter cent capital improvement sales tax and will handle emergencies currently being responded to by crews from fire station number 6 and fire station number 7. We will host a ribbon cutting at this station in September. The department has also budgeted $1.2 million to replace a fire truck that was originally purchased in 2009. This type of upkeep of equipment is important to keep cost of maintenance low and to ensure safety for our residents and for our employees. Fiscal year 24 will also be a big year for the Columbia Police Department. As many of you are aware, the department has been facing staffing shortages for several years. In an effort to be more competitive and in turn hopefully recruit new officers, we'll be increasing our starting pay for new police officers. In addition to recruiting new officers, we'll be also beginning the process for recruiting a new police chief. The city is in the first step of a process for a nationwide search for a new chief. This individual will step into this role at a challenging time, but I'm confident that we'll be able to find the best candidate for our community. One of the things that I'm also excited about is highlighting our progress in our expansive park system. One specific project that comes to mind is the Orr Street Park property. This lot located downtown in the North Village Arts District will be transformed into a park for community members to enjoy. This will beautify this area and provide green space for community members in our downtown. The land was acquired with the 2015 park sales tax funds and will be built using 2021 park sales tax funds and ARPA community revitalization grant funding from the state of Missouri. A groundbreaking on this project was held on June 22nd, and an interested parties meeting will be performed later this summer. I'm excited to see this project move forward. Looking forward to fiscal year 24, the city has some major expenses. Projects like our classification and compensation study comes at a high price tag, but it is critical that the city prioritize change, whether that means improving wages for our employees or investing in infrastructure for the needs of our growing community. Columbia is changing and we need to keep pace. I know this is a difficult time for the city while we're facing staffing shortages, rising costs for services, and an increased demand that comes with growth. However, I feel that the proposed budget will help us maintain strides in creating an environment where we can begin to address the impact of staffing shortages by bringing in new people on board. We can ensure that we're being financially responsible by ensuring that we are maintaining our infrastructure. I would also like to encourage each of you to become involved in this process. The first public hearing on the proposed budget will be held at our regular city council meeting on August 7th, right here in this council chambers. Two other public hearings will follow at the next council meetings. I invite you to review our budget document, provide feedback, ask questions either in person or online at beheardcomo.com. After all, this budget is here to serve you. Thank you.